Welcome, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. I'm sorry for that late introduction. I'm so pleased you're joining me today. Friends, we're back fresh from the second and what I thought might be the last Law Merchant Leadership Conference. Actually, in a way, it is the last, because we're replacing it with the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. And we'll talk more about that in the next segment after our break in a couple of minutes. Today is Saturday, August 11th. I had to look it up, folks. I've completely lost track of the fictional world. I have no idea where we are in the calendar, or for that matter, where I am physically. It was an extraordinary week. The most diverse, not just the most diverse group of patriots, which would not take much effort, as we know, but the most diverse group of people with which I have ever had the honor and privilege of communing. And we'll be happy to tell you about some of those experiences and the upcoming Law Merchant Leadership Retreat as well. But first, I'd like to follow up on a couple of announcements that we made at the conference, and I believe we may have made on the radio as well. We are offering a free two-day seminar under the title Collecting in Bankruptcy in Albany, New York, and that will be on September 15th and 16th, a Saturday and a Sunday. And we're inviting all those fine folks out there up to the capacity of the room to join me. We'll be talking about bankruptcy court and using bankruptcy regulations to your advantage and entering that forum as a debtor and as a creditor and bringing in your fellow creditors, your friendly creditors, to the party, and using commercial liens in that forum such that the bankruptcy court, the bankruptcy trustee, is required to collect on the liens and monetize the judgment for payment to the creditor. Should be a fascinating 2 days. It, for the low, low cost price donation of $0, that's with one vertical line or two vertical lines in the dollar sign. Slice it as you will. And if you're interested in attending, by all means, please send an email to samsfreeseminar@hush.com. And if you don't know how to spell that, then you probably would not want to attend the seminar. It's by invitation only, as are all the meetings that I'm involved in. And they'll be able to take care of you at that website and give you the directions and information. I'm sorry if I sound a little disjointed this morning, my friends. As I said, we're back fresh from the conference, and I don't have my act together, but we'll see what we can do about that in 3 minutes after the upcoming break. So please join me then. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Dry. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, my friends, on this beautiful Saturday morning in the Northeast North American continent for Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Where to begin, my friends? Where do we begin? First of all, the call-in number tonight, today, is 1-800-313-9443. And I am encouraging any of the attendees at the Law Merchant Leadership Conference just passed who are of a mind to call in to please follow that urge today. I'd love to talk with you on the air, and perhaps that'll help me share with the folks what we experienced and the place of this conference in our education. And that's a topic that we'll be talking about a little later, in regards to an email I received yesterday or the day before requesting the CD from the course and why we're declining to bulk make technology available. And I think that'll be clear as the discussion continues during today's program. Folks, first of all, if you're looking for a notary, then I suggest you send an email to Notary Depot, D-E-P-O-T, at hush.com, and that would be, that's a site. It's not run by me, but it is a site of fine folks, some of whom were at the conference, who are acting as a hookup service for competent notaries and BIC notaries and competent law merchants. And I'll tell you, we had a number of fine notaries at this conference. We had fine everything at this conference. But in particular, and in abundance, I might add, we were The rooms were filled to capacity day and night. One of the BIC notaries, probably the most experienced one, gave a lovely presentation on the third night of the conference, I believe, which was well attended by, I'd say, about two-thirds of the attendees, and was able to start the ball rolling on people connecting with notaries and with other sureties and with their friends in support, their fellow law merchants, in support of this great endeavor they have of sovereignty through commerce. Excuse me. The meeting was packed. I could not see the back of the room. There wasn't a seat that wasn't filled. It was an overflow capacity. We allowed a lot of people. We honored the requests of many people in the last week or so to attend who were under the gun. And I'll tell you, I have been to many events in my life. I have been to hundreds of conferences, medical conferences, two-day conferences, five-day conferences, nighttime meetings, financial conferences. I have been to law conferences and other conferences. Oh, writers' conferences, where you just live with other writers, some of them very well known in their profession, and immerse in that atmosphere. But I have never, ever experienced anything like the 6 days that I was I had the pleasure of spending with so many fine folks. Folks, this was an untraditional conference. Sure, there were many white male Christians such as myself. There were also many African Americans and other blacks at the conference of many interesting distinctions and persuasions. There were Islamics and Moors and the most fascinating people who, in a parallel track, have been perfecting their own law merchant status, and it was my honor to be centrally located for the convergence of these many different cultural and religious different persuasions. It was not only fascinating, it was rewarding, because we found there is more than one way to skin a cat, and we also discovered that despite the various differences that people have in their own cultural and social communities, we share a singular purpose, we share camaraderie, we are united in our determination as sovereign men and women and children of God. This was a early morning until late at night, collapse on your bed affair. We immersed ourselves, literally marinated ourselves in the technology and spirit of the folks around us and the Lord looking down from above. It's hard for me to describe, except that numerous people came to me during the conference and after to tell me that it was a life-altering experience. Now, you know, the clock's running on that, and time is always the judge. But there wasn't an unanswered question by the time we left. Virtually everybody, even the beginners, knew what this was about and had the direction in which to proceed. It was a most rewarding experience for me, a difficult experience, no sleep. I had some other things I was working on and some other cases I would run in at lunchtime and during the breaks. So it was extremely difficult for me, and I really did not know if I would repeat this, nor if I could repeat it or commit to it, or if it was even worth repeating, if I was worthy of the challenge, and if the challenge was worthy of the time and commitment of the participants and attendees, despite how successful the first conference had been back in last April. But during the drive home and the night's sleep after the conference, it was abundantly clear that I am not in a position to be able to walk away from this. I have been called to this. This was my vision and continues to be my vision, especially when I announced at Rockland a year ago that, almost a year ago, that my intention was to see diversification in the Patriot community and pay no mind to controversy. It's not about who's doing what. If you have a technology that works or works better than something I'm talking about, I'm more than happy to provide a forum as best as I can for that technology. So, my friends, as I announced by email, we are changing the name and we'll be holding another 5-day, 5-night, eat dinner with us, eat, sleep, and drink, BIC, Law Merchant Leadership Retreat in Albany, New York, October 11th, that's a Thursday, through October 15th, the following Tuesday. I invite you to join me. If it's half as dynamic and interesting as this past conference, I promise you, you won't be disappointed. The outcome of this conference is that I won't say the number of people. You'd be shocked if you knew the number of people there. But many, many folks are fanning out across the globe, taking this technology back, this technology and their enthusiasm back to their groups. In fact, we had one of our attendees who wound up in jail a day later, as I suspected he might. It's a case I've been working on the fringes with him for probably maybe 5 or 6 months at this point. And it's so much more difficult to close a case that has been around the mill a few times, where the approaches and the technologies and the mindset of the party has changed, because at that point the liabilities are so much greater, and the sense of the shark that you are not necessarily up to being reckoned with is so much stronger. So nonetheless, we had a number of people at the seminar contact me and say, we're heading there and we're going to take this on. We will be making presentments into the court and we'll be handling it privately. This fellow did not sign in. He's making a statement, and he's making a good one, because he is not signing in. They warned him, if you must sign this plea agreement or contempt and jail. Imagine that. Now, the proper response, of course, would have been criminal contempt. How much is that? Here, I've got my promissory note right here. I'll pay that off right now. Let's get that out of the way. But he does have himself a rogue judge, and I can guarantee you, from the procedures I've seen him undertake, that judge will not be sitting a year from now. And if we can take a long-term view and understand that sometimes, just like Jesus of Nazareth, we have to pay for our our growth and development, and pay for our willingness to contribute to the spiritual growth of our friends and neighbors and loved ones, then perhaps that is not such a bad thing. My view on jail time and prison time is not what it was years ago. If I was incarcerated, despite how difficult they would try to make it, I'd have a pretty fine time, and I'm sure the other inmates would enjoy the experience as well. With all of this knowledge being shared by some of the very, very capable prisoners who I'm in touch with and who I know are inside the joint, listening to us by way of transcripts. So, if you would like to attend the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, please send an email to Roberta T at hush.com. That's Roberta T as in Thomas at hush.com. Please do not send Roberta any attachments, questions for me, or anything else that will clog that email address. She'll box your ears in if you do that. For questions to me, by all means, send an email to takenoprisoners@hush.com. That music, my friends, means a break's coming up. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. We'll see you right after the break.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, my friends, to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and I have the honor of being with you for two whole hours every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so, here we are. I'm happy to announce that the archive problem at the Republic Broadcasting Network has been resolved, to my understanding, and the programs are being archived, with apologies that I believe the July 28th program, I believe that's a Saturday, was somehow not recorded or lost in the transition. There was a computer problem with the archiving computer at Republic, but that is all resolved, so you'll be able to download this program at your leisure. Although, we have found that it's impossible to get in the archives the rest of the day after our program, and usually the following day, because there is such a zealot core of covert reactionary patriots who listen to my program, and I'm proud to have them. What a demographic for the audience. So, my friends, despite the downloads, I would personally prefer if you'd listen live and join us in the repartee, as the folks who have been guests on the program report to me afterwards that it has been beneficial to them. They found the discussions to be of value. And also, if they send me an email after we try and assist them as well. As I said, the call-in line is 800-313-9443, and we have one other important announcement. Our free two-day Collecting in Bankruptcy conference will be held September 15th and September 16th in Albany, New York, which is becoming an international mecca for patriots around the world. Albany, New York, the center of freedom worldwide. Imagine that. How did that happen? All that means now is that the powers that be's nuclear, what would they call it, nuclear locator? Well, I'm at a loss for words, aren't I? But whatever device they use to target in a nuclear bomb, we're probably now first on the list, probably having supplanted Ohio and Arizona as a hotbed of patriot activity. So, should be exciting. I'm walking around with my bottle of anti-nuclear pills, my thyroid pills, with me at all times. Anyway, my friends, we covered a lot of material at the conference, more than you can imagine, and we even invented some technology. I'll give you an example. On day three, we concentrated on the commercial lien, the commercial claim and lien process, what we colloquialized at the meeting as a CLEAN, a commercial claim and lien, or commercial lien and claim. And we concentrated on that quite heavily, including how one might monetize such a thing, and in the safest of all possible ways. This is a good time for me to reiterate. Number one, this program is for your entertainment only and is not legal advice, so don't make me come to your home and spank you, or don't make the marshals come to your home and arrest you for doing something stupid. Don't suddenly tear up your license, stop paying taxes, or any other action that could get you into trouble unless you completely know what you're doing. And we never stop paying taxes. The taxes are prepaid. So if a charge comes our way, all we do is perform a set-off in place of the payment, and that will suffice. And we do that on the private side as much as we possibly can. If you're embroiled in a case and you have been for a while and now you're stuck there, well then if you have to exert your influence on the public side, we have lots of materials for that and we'll continue reviewing them here on the air. One was added to it yesterday by one of the attendees who very graciously sent us an affidavit of informa pauperis that he has used on various occasions without a hitch. And the distinguishing factor is that all of the assets and incomes are listed as zero with a double vertical hash line dollar sign ahead of the zero, indicating real money. We do not have real money to be able to list on the form. And the form, although there's a case caption at the top, the form is executed, as are all of our affidavits, by a living man. So that's available, actually, if you would like to get a copy of that in a redacted form. And you could request that, let's say, at robertat@hush.com. But please, just send a simple email that says Pauper's affidavit in the subject line, and she won't even open the email. She'll send it off to you. Or perhaps we'll include that as an enclosure. Better yet, we'll include that as an enclosure on our email list. If you're not on our, with our next email, if you're not on our list, then by all means send Roberta a request for it. If you're on our list, she won't honor the request. Instead, it'll go out with our next mass email. How's that, folks? So there was a lot of new technology. One idea I had at the conference, this was on the fly, has to do with monetizing a commercial lien by suing your friend, or for that matter yourself. And we will discuss that right after this brief break. This is Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll pick up with this topic the second we get back. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thanks for joining me on this beautiful Saturday afternoon.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
My friend, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and it's a pleasure to be here. As I said, we're going to pick right up with a particular topic of interest to everyone. But first, let me just mention a little something about contempt. I can't even begin to tell you how many emails I receive a week saying they threaten me with contempt. And there are some basic principles I think people not only need to understand, but need to imbibe into their character and their makeup so it becomes second nature, so that these points are always at the ready on the tip of the tongue, and it becomes instinct and reflex, because a charge of contempt is not the time to have to start fumfering or thumbing through some pages looking for a response. If you do that, guaranteed he will goad you into the contempt. So with contempt, the first thing to remember is that you accept the charges. I accept that for value, sir. And that might not be your first statement, but it should be one of the statements. To quiet things down, I like to start with a simple apology. Sir, I apologize for any... Say one more word other than yes or no, and I'll hold you contempt. I apologize for any contempt. I'm so sorry. I beg the court's apology, and if I do anything contemptuous in the future, please give me some warning so I can deal with it. I accept the contempt for value. Would that be civil or criminal? And I'd like to pay it right now. Here's a promissory note. That's all you need to know about contempt. It's another charge. Do they want to get fancy and set up another trial and hold you in criminal contempt and place you in jail? Of course, his job is to goad you into a contempt so he gains jurisdiction where he didn't have any. But everything in that court is simply a matter of, has the obligation been paid? And if you're not arguing with the obligation, if you're accepting it for value, other than a rogue judge, it's settled. I accept that. Would that be civil or criminal contempt? It's criminal contempt. In a way, I don't care. What's the freight on that? If it's criminal contempt, you'll have to step down because I'm probably going to call you into as a witness to the counterclaim. And the counterclaim is that it's paid. Here's my promissory note. I'm glad you said that. Here is my promissory note. It's paid. Is there any other business that we have to discuss at this time? So the judges in these kinds of situations, if they are educated and know what's happening, will understand that the obligation is in fact paid and that you have given them a very clever jurisdictional argument. If it's a rogue judge, you might continue to have a problem, and you have to make a decision at that point. Are you seeking to make a statement, or aren't you? You know, folks forget that they have a right to reject process entirely. They can stand on their lord and master and simply say, my law is the Bible. It's the word of God. I don't see it here today. And until I do, I don't think I have anything more to say. Have a nice day. That would be an oral abatement, an oral rejection of process. And in those circumstances, they'll take you in, but very often they'll release you in 2 or 3 days because they don't have a defendant. You understand that they have no one to enter in the computer. No signing in, no stipulation, no fingerprints. Then they have nothing but trouble in their hands. And folks, they may not even understand that, but with more and more of this stuff happening, more and more of them sure are understanding it. And folks, that's why they go bonkers when you sign, comma, authorized representative, or comma, agent. The ones who don't understand think you're insane. The others truly understand that you are signing in a trustee capacity for an entity that you had nothing to do with creating. It was between your mother and the state. And in fact, it was the state's creation because your mother sure wasn't given any disclosure about what her signature on the forms on your behalf actually represented. So you want to prepare for all of that stuff in advance and make sure that you don't get caught short when the judge starts yelling and hollering and screaming. By the way, if he does yell and holler and you have an opportunity, you can always look at him and say, Your Honor, you know, I'm shaking in my boots here. You're screaming at the top of your lungs. Your face is all red. You're standing up and pounding on the desk. Saliva's coming out of your mouth. I'm scared for my life here. So obviously there's no chance of justice in this courtroom. You just put that on the record, my friend. So I suggest you take a recess and try and compose yourself and find out from somebody what's going on here. And when you come back, we can continue if you can maintain appropriate decorum. If not, then I'll have to ask you to remove yourself, or I'll have to remove you. It all depends on how you conduct yourself, my friends. They will see within the first 30 seconds in that courtroom who you are, and more importantly, who you think you are. That said, we were talking about a very interesting technology, which sort of appeared at the seminar. Now, I'm probably not the first one who's ever postulated about suing our own straw man. And in fact, I had a brief discussion with Cindy Perlin about that, and then we were supposed to speak on a particular Sunday, and I called, and Byron answered the phone and said, she's been arrested, and we never did have that discussion. But the idea of suing the straw man is fascinating because the straw man will not have an advocate to appear, and hence it is very possible to arrive at a default judgment. So you can bet that the court will be acting on its own volition as an advocate for the straw man. And basically, they will probably come back and say, you can't sue yourself. However, you can place into evidence more than ample United States records indicating that you're not suing yourself, then what? Or just call it a trust, comma, a trust, and differentiate the straw man in that way and see what they do. But let's say this method was successful. What would you have accomplished? Number one, you would gain courtroom experience and courtroom skills, and that can be invaluable, even more so than the other appropriate outcome of this procedure, which, by the way, would be number two, a judgment. A court judgment indicating that you are the creditor in X amount of dollars to the debtor of record, to the straw man. Wouldn't that be exciting? What could you do with that if you don't have the stomach for suing the straw man? And by the way, I'm not recommending this to anyone. These are colloquial use. The same as Emeril might say, use, hey, use. And they're simply intended as a third-party sentence formatting construction rather than instruction to any particular party. So please, don't get yourself in trouble. I hate getting those emails that say, Sam, I heard what you said, and I went out and did this. I got one of those a day or two ago. I'll tell you about it in just a minute. But what about suing a friend? I'm sure I'm not the first one to mention that. Suing a friend, and I know when I say that, I know from the conference that many people think, well, just have the friend not show. Now you have a default judgment. I don't want a default judgment. They're often not as good as the paper they're written on. But I wouldn't mind a summary judgment, res judicata and stare decisis. And how would that happen? Well, instead of having the friend default on the summons and complaint, why not have him default on the petition for summary judgment? Let him answer the summons and complaint, but provide no answer to the summary judgment. And now suddenly you have summary judgment in the case. So what if you have a summary judgment in the amount of $5 million to a friend? What can you do with that judgment? A judgment of a court of the United States. Well, how about getting a writ of exigency, getting some kind of enforcement document from the clerk and taking it to the sheriff or the marshals? Or go directly to the sheriff and marshals. We've seen that done. And tell them, please collect my property. Wouldn't that be fascinating? Another way, one that would be a little more sophisticated with an organization that is additionally empowered not just to liquidate the judgment, but to monetize it. There is a difference because you can take that judgment and put in notices of lien and levy against the friend, but who wants to do that? And that would be considered a liquidation. But in order to convert it into a different but usable currency, you would have to take your currency, which is the judgment accepted for value. That acceptance is basically saying set it off against a prepaid account that already has value by the prepayment. So you're taking that judgment and turning it into quote-unquote hard currency. Look up that definition. I don't think there is such a thing since 1933, but we use the term loosely. So what if one were to take that hard currency judgment into the bankruptcy court as a debtor? What if the debtor were to list that judgment as his or her principal asset on the schedule of personal property? And what if a creditor of the debtor were to have a properly executed Form B-10 with attached security interest filed into the bankruptcy, even for a piddly $100, let alone $100 billion, as many of us have enough security interest in the straw person? But in this case, it could be against a straw person, or it could be an involuntary bankruptcy against the party who is the subject of the judgment, that particular losing defendant, your friend's alter ego strawman. I hate to call it your friend's strawman because it isn't, but it is an alter ego, a nom de guerre, as they say. And what if you were to take that judgment into the court and ask them to collect? So if you had a security interest, better yet, a paramount, unimpeded, secured creditor status by way of a perfected first-in-line, first-in-time security interest in the debtor, whether it be the strawman debtor or someone else's strawman. And that other party, the straw party, held the held the original judgment, or had it assigned, or in some other way was in possession of that original judgment as personal property. Would the trustee of the bankruptcy not have to liquidate the property to pay the creditors? If in a someone else's bankruptcy case, let's say you own a store and someone owed you $2,000 and failed to pay it, instead you got a notice that they filed an action for bankruptcy, and you showed up at the court or you filed papers, you'd file a Form B-10 in and show proof of that claim and proof of loss attached to it. And now the trustee would have to collect on that, and you'd insist, I'm here to get paid, to the tune of whatever accumulated assets slash liabilities, to the tune of whatever accumulated liabilities the debtor may have accrued. And if the court judgment, not a notary's decision, not a UCC-1, not a private security interest, no private issued document, but a publicly issued court judgment is filed into that bankruptcy action as the debtor's principal asset, what sort of fun could you have in forcing the trustee to liquidate that asset, to monetize it on behalf of the debtor's unlimited claim, or $100 billion claim, or $1 trillion claim, whatever it is you have against the alter ego straw person? Now, does this sound like it might have some possibilities? There are many of you listening today who have outright experience in bankruptcy court. And once you have that experience, all of the mystification and fear is usually eradicated. This method that I just outlined would be one method. If I was in that scenario and I had prior bankruptcy experience, and I had worked up a court judgment by suing a friend, I wouldn't hesitate 2 seconds in filing a bankruptcy court action. But this is me. I'm not recommending anyone do that. However, this was an interesting technology, and it certainly caused a fair amount of excitement at the conference, especially those who are involved in the bankruptcy currently. And I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that as time unfolds. So, friends, I see we're coming up on a break in just another few minutes, and that will end the first hour of Take No Prisoners. If you're a former attendee at the conference, by all means, give us a holler. We'll do our best to get to the phones once I'm done yammering. So at the conference, we spent a lot of time discussing commercial liens, commercial claims, monetization and enforcement. And right after the next break, we are going to concentrate on some of those enforcement strategies, which I am sure you find of interest.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
You're listening to the last 5 minutes of the first hour of the two-hour broadcast of Take No Prisoners this Saturday, August 11th, right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. So I mentioned to you that the people at the conference this past week fanned out across this great country and into other countries with a wild array of technology. And then one of them went immediately from the conference to a hearing in a case that's been ongoing for a couple of years. He'd readily admit many mistakes made in the case, but he has learned a lot and proceeded to get himself thrown into jail. And I think we'll analyze that a little bit and show you some of the things that might have been done differently and some of the things that can be done at this point to pull him out or to help him make his statement. He was thrown in on contempt. Prior to that, he had a two-hour hearing, I understand, in open court, in which he attempted to convince the judge under HJR 192 and all of the peripheral information related thereto that this was in commerce. And the judge has been saying, this is not an admiralty court, this is not commercial. You say that one more time, I'm going to hold you in contempt. Now, when he says, you say that one more time, I'm going to hold you in contempt, what does that mean? He's telling you he's still treating you like a debtor. Now, he has already received a 1099-C, I believe. He's received notice of treasury liquidation. And he has been advised numerous times exactly what the story is. But the judge is fearless. He doesn't care. He thinks he's invincible. He's the only one who doesn't see that the emperor has no clothing. Part of the reason for that is because of the changeability in the case. So I suggest that people will want to be consistent and follow their commercial remedies from day one. And those who do find amazing things happen. Their paperwork goes in, their counterclaim goes in privately, and everyone knows what the story is, that you're simply not participating in this scenario. You want no part of it. It has no jurisdiction over you. And that was done here, but much later in the case. Nonetheless, they took the felonies and called him and said, we want to close this thing out. I need you to plead no contest, I believe it was, to a single misdemeanor. Now, what is that telling you, folks? It's telling you they know they've got nothing. They want out. And that's the point at which I know I've got them where I want them and will close the case my way. He went ahead and agreed to that plea bargain and sent me an email. And he was tired of the case that had worn him down. He was financially hurting. And I didn't object. I told him if that's the way he wants to go, only he can make that determination. I'm just someone he bounces questions off of from time to time. However, he will be presenting himself as a debtor, and sometimes they get cute. And they do get cute. Suddenly, they want a bond which will obligate your mother's house, and this and that, and restrictions on your appearance bond. And suddenly, you realize you are a debtor in chattel service, a form of voluntary servitude. And it's a most unpleasant situation to be in. He realized that and decided he was going to repudiate that plea at the hearing. I suggested at the conference that if he did that, he'd have his hands full. And we'll pick up the rest of this story in the second hour of Take No Prisoners. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Join us in just 1 minute. With recent